When Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg died yesterday at 89, he was the Senate's last World War II veteran and its oldest member. Though Lautenberg didn't plan to run again, his passing hands New Jersey Governor Chris Christie a political opportunity to appoint a Republican to represent the state in the Senate, the first in more than three decades. Still, as New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon reports, the political choice facing Christie is anything but simple.
Governor Chris Christie canceled all but one of his appearances yesterday, and in that one, he spoke only about Frank Lautenberg. The two were political adversaries who fought bitterly about Christie's elimination of a new rail tunnel connecting New Jersey and New York.
But never was Senator Lautenberg to be underestimated as an advocate for the causes that he believed in and as an adversary in the political world.
Christie can now appoint someone to fill the seat until an election is held. It may seem obvious that the popular Republican, who is believed to be interested in running for president in 2016, would go for a Republican. But Christie is himself up for re-election this November, and although he leads his unknown Democratic challenger by 30 points, New Jersey has 700,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And even though several Republicans have been elected in off-year gubernatorial races, the state hasn't sent one to the Senate since 1972. Bridget Harrison, a political scientist at Montclair State University, says Newark Mayor Cory Booker would be a smart choice for Christie.
Appointing a Democrat, and especially appointing an African-American Democrat who is mayor of one of the state's largest cities, would really ingratiate him to a constituency that may not otherwise be in his corner.
Cory Booker is popular, and he's already announced his intentions to run for Lautenberg's seat. But Ruth Mandel of the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers University doesn't believe Christie would appoint a Democrat.
I cannot imagine him doing that. He is a partisan Republican, and the Republicans will see this as an opportunity to win a seat in the Senate after 40 years of not winning an election for the Senate.
But Mandel is not certain how much leeway the governor has in picking the date for the election.
This is a day of confusion. I've talked to a number of people who are, in quotes, in the know, and I've gotten different answers.
New Jersey election law experts say conflicting statutes leave three different interpretations. The governor can set the election in October or November, or wait for the scheduled vote on Lautenberg's seat in November 2014. Sheila Oliver, the Democratic Speaker of the New Jersey Assembly, says a Senate election, which draws more turnout, would draw larger numbers of registered Democrats. That would spell trouble for Governor Christie's own re-election in November.
We're in the midst of a gubernatorial election. Those who are political pundits know that there would be implications for the partisan elections if we also have a Senate race going on at the same time.
Appointing a Republican and waiting for November 2014 would give the GOP a better chance to hold on to the seat. But Tom Wilson, the former chairman of the state's Republican Party, says that's likely to provoke a battle.
Nobody should be surprised if this ends up being litigated.
It's also unclear how the parties would choose their candidates if it were to be held this November, because the primary in New Jersey is today. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.